So the epistle for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Galatians chapter 5 and 6. Brethren, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be made desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in any fault, you who are spiritual, instruct such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so you shall fulfill the law of Christ. For if any man think himself to be something, whereas he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every one prove his own work, and so he shall have glory in himself only, and not in another. For every one shall bear his own burden, and let him that is instructed in the word communicate to him that instructeth him in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For what things a man shall sow, those also shall he reap. For he that soweth in his flesh, of the flesh also shall reap corruption. But he that soweth in the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap life everlasting. And in doing good, let us not fail, for in due time we shall reap not failing. Therefore, whilst we have the time, let us work good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of the faith. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 7. At that time, Jesus went into a city called Nain, and there went with him his disciples and a great multitude. And when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a great multitude of the city was with her. Whom when the Lord had seen, being moved with mercy towards her, he said to her, "Weep not." And he came near and touched the bier, and they that carried it stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on them all, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet is risen up amongst us, and God had visited his people." Please be seated. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I think that it is fitting that St. Paul tells us on this Sunday the reminder that God is not mocked. I mean, obvious on this occasion, we have, because of the blasphemous act of the Black Mass that takes place in Oklahoma City. In one way, we can see the state of mankind. I mean, two, also, just because this one was more publicly known, certainly doesn't mean that this has been the only one. I mean, that's something that we have to have as a reminder to us. That because of the state of the world today, we see how much that it has gone away from Almighty God. Not only from the fact of not living up to his commandments, but even to the sense of total denial of God's existence, a mocking of God himself. And so that is where then, yes, when something becomes so public, it is something that, yes, we have to do publicly for ourselves too. I mean, that is why the encouragement with the all-day adoration yesterday, with also the holy hour tonight, but the encouragement for you also to remember on this day to try to do small sacrifices or reparation because of this blasphemous act that is taking place. But as I say, are we to say that this has been the only one or the only public one? Certainly not. And that is why we have to then try to live Catholic lives as a means to show ourselves against this modern world. That we have to stand as a contradiction to it. Just as the prophecy of Simeon, the holy man, said about our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only would it be our Lord, would be then a sign of contradiction to the world around him. But it is also for us to live that life so that we too can be a contradiction to the world. And when we have something like this that is so to the forefront, to our faces of mocking Almighty God, all the more so should we understand our obligation, our duty as Catholics to live a Catholic life. Because there is that constant denial of God's existence. There is that constant of mocking of Almighty God's laws and commandments in our world today. So therefore, that's why it's important for us to understand that. That yes, because we have the occasion of this to do something more public, But it is something that constantly goes on, day in and day out. The mocking of Almighty God, whether it's the people's language, whether it's because of God's laws and His commandments that they totally disregard. But all these things are mockery of Almighty God too. And so that is why then we must understand that. That is why we must try to do something about it. In living a truly Catholic life, an integral Catholic life, then we will stand against these things that are done against God. But if we're no really different than the people of the world, except we come to this church, well, what good is that for us? That is why we have to constantly try to understand that and raise our children in that way too, in helping them to see and understand what are the responsibilities that they must try to do in living a Catholic life. And that's why I say it's so fitting that St. Paul on this Sunday gives us this understanding. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. And I think in some ways St. Paul is trying to tell us, it's like, God, yes, will sometimes put up with a lot from the world. It will seem that God is allowing these things to happen. But that's why he tells us, be not deceived, God is not mocked. They may think they have won. They may think that they have gotten the better hand of Almighty God, but they will find out very quickly. I mean, whether when God sends his chastisements to the world, or whether even at the last judgment, they will figure out and they will see. And so therefore, that is why the obligation of all of us to live integral Catholic lives. And that's why St. Paul also tells us, while you have the time. So he's trying to encourage us and tell us, it's like, you have time to change. You have that time to make the difference in your life. You have the time, in a sense, then to, yes, to try to repair for the sins against Almighty God. And so therefore we need to try to do that. We have to utilize the time that God has given to us. And so yes, when we see very clearly the Black Mass is something that is a complete mockery of our Catholic Mass, the Catholic faith, yes, we see very clearly who our enemy is. But even in some ways, we also have to recognize the fact of the enemy can be within too. I just read a quote yesterday by St. Maximin Kolbe. When he was talking about, in a sense, liberal Catholicism, and how he said that is the greatest enemy of the Immaculata, it is the greatest enemy of the church and the work that we're trying to do. So he said, you have to stamp that out. And so yes, you can have the more blatant, obvious ones, or in a sense, the more subtle ones. And so in both cases, we have to fight, we have to understand that, we have to see what our obligation is to live a Catholic life. And truly, yes, while we have the time, while God has given us that time. Because that is what we understand, that is what we understand by coming here. We know better. And so certainly we must understand also, because of the state of the world, of how much our faith is attacked, how much it is watered down. And so we must stick to it in understanding what God is asking from all of us. And so as I say very clearly, yes, we can understand God is not mocked. We know that. But it can be a discouragement when we see all the different things that are happening and wondering, when is God going to do something? I mean, that we don't know. But for us, it shouldn't really change the way that we act every day of our life. I mean, granted, for us, sometimes it's good to have the encouragement of seeing that things are punished, things are done. But ultimately, we have to understand that we will be judged for our own soul. We will be judged for how we have lived our life and what we have done or not done. And so therefore, that is why we must try to understand what St. Paul is telling us. You have the time, you who are spiritual, help the ones that are not, those that have made the mistakes. But he said, be careful, lest you think you're better than everyone else. And so he's saying, yes, we can try to help others, we can try to encourage others, because we may have more of a knowledge of our faith, an understanding of our faith. But he tells us, be careful. Be careful that you don't think yourself better than everyone else. Because obviously all of us have our weaknesses and our faults. And so therefore that is why the call for reparation is so necessary for every single one of us. Not only because of blasphemous acts that take place, not only because God is denied, but because also our own sins that we have committed against God. The more that has been given, the more that will be expected from us. And so, yes, in some ways, because of the state of the world itself, some of the people may not even know. Or at least there is some ignorance that is there. But for those of us that have the faith, that understand that, all the more so will we be judged based on that. And so that is why more is expected out of every single one of us. To live up to God's commandments. To make a difference in the world around us. In the spirit of reparation that we should have. And so that's why I encourage you, if you're not able to make it back for the holy hour tonight, or maybe you weren't able to make it yesterday, you can still spend the time in a spirit of reparation. Of making small sacrifices today. One Sunday is not going to kill us. And so understanding that and realizing that obligation that we have. But then if you were able to come yesterday, or if you're able to maybe come tonight, to realize how much God has given to us, to be thankful for that grace. It is a grace that we understand that we're even in these pews. So many people don't understand that. So many people are confused in the world today. And so therefore, we must be thankful to Almighty God for what we have, and to show that. And so that is what God is calling us to. That is what God is asking us from us. Because this world, they think there's no consequences to their actions. At least that's the way they hope. But we know there are consequences to our actions. And by the consequences, we realize we will be punished if we stay in that state. And so, yes, we understand what St. Paul is saying. God is not mocked. Be not deceived. But then in some ways, we can ask ourselves the question. If we understand that, if we know that God will not be mocked, and God will change things at some point, why do we stay away from God's graces? Why do we turn our back on what he offers to us? If we understand that. And so therefore, it's a great opportunity for us to try to show that appreciation, that love for Almighty God. And so while we have the time, yes, let us look closely at our own soul. Let us look at where we stand before the eyes of God. As I say with St. Paul, he's telling us, he said, it's good if you can try to help others, true. But be careful for your own soul then. And so that is a reminder to us. That is a reminder for our own soul to look closely at it now and try to see what we need to try to do. How do we need to live a truly Catholic life? And that's why St. Paul tells us, walk in the Spirit of the Lord. That is something we must live in. That is what we must walk. Because we will be judged based on that. And so let us take this opportunity to really think closely about our soul. And then the world around us, yes. We see very clearly what the world sows, what it will sow, it will reap. And so that is a reminder to us too. We are sowing our own judgment, you can say. And that is what we will finally reap at the end of our lives. So truly, let us pray to God for this enlightenment for our own soul. If you have time to spend in front of the Blessed Sacrament tonight, what a great way then to ask for these graces from God. What a great way to spend that time in asking for the graces you need to save your soul and your family. Because when we have the understanding of what we will sow, we will reap. And so if you sow in the Spirit of God, you will reap life everlasting. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.